Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here as we are talking with members of the Roland Story baseball team ahead of their state tournament appearance beginning tomorrow with their first round game against Durant starting at 1:30. And joining us on the line now is a junior infielder and utility player, Chance Georges, joins us. Chance, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Of course.
So, obviously, I remember a year ago this time, you know, thinking about the strides you had made as a sophomore going into your junior year in the baseball season, especially how you played in the second half of the season. And now you really cashed in on the potential I think a lot of people knew you had. And just, you know, from where you were going out of last season and now to what you've been able to work towards this season, just what has been a big difference maker in helping to build off of that second half of last season you had and play the way you've had throughout much of this year?
I would just say keeping the momentum going through each sport that I play. I mean, in football, staying consistent throughout all sports and always putting in work. And then if I need extra time after, stay, get it done, always put in the work, you know. And then, just stay consistent, be consistent for my guys. And then play alongside with my teammates is always fun, too. It makes me want to stay out for each sport, and it strives me to be better as well, so.
And you talk about your teammates. This is obviously a very close-knit group from even getting back to when you guys were eighth graders, freshmen, and as freshmen, you guys were in a spot to play for a state tournament. And I know that that's been talked about here coming into this year's state tournament. But just what were some of the lessons you guys learned a couple years ago that lost to Athlington-Parkersburg in the sub-state final a couple years ago? What were some of those lessons you learned that you were able to apply in this year's sub-state run here before the state tournament?
Can't take anybody lightly for sure. I mean, stuff like that. I would say don't take anybody lightly. Every team's good. They're there for a reason. We're there for a reason. So we got to believe in ourselves, but don't take the other team lightly, even if they have a worse record or stuff like that, or we're better in some categories. Don't take it lightly. Anybody can get hot at this time. So it's just staying consistent throughout and playing together and playing as a team. Don't make silly mistakes and stuff like that. And just being consistent throughout playoff time.
And you're a key cog of an offense. It's one of the best offenses statistically, not in just Class 2A, but the entire state here in 2026. You have 53 RBIs. Jake Knowles got 50. Braden Wallace has got 40. Colin Willis has 41. Cale Faber's got 32. And we could go on and on about the amount of runs you guys are able to drive in. But, you know, when you come up to the plate and you have all, you know, these guys in scoring position and have the opportunity to drive in these runs, what are some things that help, not just you, but you, what you can see from your teammates that help you at the plate and able to be able to come through in those big opportunities, driving runs and do so consistently year in and year game in game out this season?
Yep. When we have a runner on third, like, always take advantage of that. Like, it doesn't even have to be a hit. It can just be a simple ball to the right side. Like, we're so good at that. And we take advantage of every time we have runners on base. When we get our leadoff guy on, or anybody guy on with one out, two outs, we know we have a job to do and we need to go out there and do it. And we're all confident in it and we all pick each other up and hold each other accountable on that team goal right there. Always just scoring the guy on third, scoring the guy on second, always hold each other accountable and stuff like that. Make us as good as we can with scoring runners and when they're in scoring position.
And now looking forward here to the state tournament, obviously the game coming up tomorrow with Durant at 1:30. And as everybody knows, it's one game at a time in the postseason. But just from a personal perspective, what is something you are most looking forward to here about getting a chance to compete at the state tournament level and have a chance to be a part of a team that can make a run to a state title?
Obviously, all of our guys get in publicity while we're down there, but the amount of competition that we see down there, like, we get to see, like, college commits and stuff like that, and it's always good to see competition throughout a sport like that. And it just makes you better and makes your team better. It makes you guys play together and really test you on how good you guys really are.
Chance, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck coming up tomorrow with the first round game against Durant.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me on.
Yeah, that was Chance Georges, the third baseman and utility player for Roland Story Baseball here on our Coach Speak program. We are back with Roland Story pitcher Cale Faber next here on 95.7 FM.